new phone list posted on the foyer for you to make any additions or corrections. And our monthly deacons meetings today. All right, let's continue in fellowship here on page 3. The body of doctrine is called, among the different synonyms for Bible doctrine, is called the faith. Not faith in the active sense, but the object of faith. Your faith, so as in, you know, keep the faith. Everyone understands that means stick with the program, stick with the whatever it is. One faith. Ephesians 4, 13, 6, and 6, 16, we have the shield of faith. That's how you ward off human viewpoint, cosmic viewpoint. That's why they had shields. So when a blow came in from an enemy, bam, like that. Okay? So that's the shield of faith. You got to keep your shield up when you're under attack. Another way of expressing it is when you're hearing stuff, and you inevitably will, whether it's some broadcast or a program or even a song, we're to bring every thought into captivity for Christ. I liken it to the old, forgive me, the old Pac-Man deal. You grab a deal, you secure a thing. Okay, so if you're sitting there, but if your brain's in neutral and you're just listening to watching a movie or something, yes, you can enjoy it, but what they're projecting is a viewpoint. Well, even in a stupid song, because you will think, oh, it's a love song. Okay. But there isn't anything in it, a lot of them, about God providing this, or faith rest, or some of them have the right person, but that's kind of rare. Anything will do, mentality. So basically, you're bringing thoughts into captivity for Christ. You're snagging this, and you're processing it, and you're saying if it is indeed, it may be just neutral information, you know. But if it's a viewpoint, some kind of a viewpoint system, Mother Nature, we hear that all the time. What Pelosi say? Mother Earth is mad. That's why we're having fires and floods. Well, that's that New Age junk, Mother Gaia. It's like the earth is a deity. I was always said, well, Mother Nature is ruled by Father God. God runs the weather. What he allows, what he permits. Now, I recognize that man is manipulating a lot of stuff too. Natural, various catastrophes. When all these lies and all these things done in secret are going to, Jesus Christ, that's one of the big blessings of all this, he's going to bring it out in the open. See, that's what we labor under. Why can't these people be convicted? Why can't these people be brought to court that we have as leaders that have done so much evil? It's just the blood's dripping off of them and nobody's doing anything. Well, the Justice Department's corrupted. All the way to the top of these organizations, they're corrupted. They were never going to get to the bottom of 9/11. Never. And we were not in school taught to think critically. All right, here's logic 101. We're going to give you an exercise and present that. And there's an error in here that doesn't work, and I want you to find it. Like in an investigation. So we learn to think critically instead of just being sponges that, oh, it's the media, it's some big guy up there talking from a script. So when you look at it, because we have some people that have enough understanding to realize, what? Two airplanes did that? Full of gasoline? Those must be some really crappy built buildings. Because all you can load a plane up with fire, with all this gasoline. Yes, it'll be a big white explosion and some stuff will catch on fire, but it will not melt 47 pillars that are 4 inches thick in the core of that building. Architects and engineers realize it. And pilots realize a bunch of hell-raising Arabs could not go down to a little school and play around and then get on and hijack a 747. Good grief. And then we had a third building that went down, didn't even get hit. They fell on their own prints. If you're watching TV and somebody said to you, what do you think happened here? Your plane goes in. That's what everybody sees. Yeah, boom. But online, you can see this building go pop, 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 all the way down. It fell in its own footprint. It should have just had part of it burned up over here. A military plane hit the Empire State in 1949, about the 90th floor, killed a bunch of people. They had that building up and running in no time. They built those buildings so they could withstand hurricanes and the possibility that some pilot would be on LSD and crash into it. They didn't build it. The Madrid Tower burned, top to bottom. Guess what was left? The skeleton. It didn't go boom, 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 boom. And all these people and all these witnesses, it was an inside job by the deep state so we could have endless war and 20 years in Afghanistan and all the rest of this mess. So Bush could say, we're going to build a new world order, which means we're going to go out there and start overthrowing countries we don't like because maybe we want their resources, maybe whatever it is. So this is what we're going to do. And we're going to take our men and all our equipment and run over there and attack somebody that didn't even do anything to us. Is that what we're supposed to be doing? We're going to bring democracy. Oh, yeah, right on. We can't even handle it here. So, critical thinking. Being able to analyze stuff. Once you come to the realization that they have been lying to us on a... I don't mean just little stuff here and there. I mean big stuff that impacts everybody. When you start seeing this, then you immediately are suspicious of anything they put out, of any explanation as to how this got here. There are honorable men and people out there, but they're not in the mainstream media. They just parrot whatever they tell them to. I don't watch them anymore. They have no credibility. But we've been doing false flag operations for a long time. The Spanish-American War. Remember the Maine. The USS Maine ship sunk in Havana Harbor. Well, that was on the History Channel. They brought it up. It was blown from the inside out. A water mine would have blown the inside in. So we could go to war against Spain and take her colonies all around, from the Philippines all around. This is one of the reasons this country is going to be destroyed. It's become a house of lies. And all the people that fell into it. They're going to admit to some of this stuff now. Oh, the ends justified the means. I got a book, Day of Deceit. It's a takeoff from Franklin Roosevelt's speech, Day of Infamy. They knew those men were sitting ducks at Pearl. They were sitting ducks. And the guy who wrote the book was the son of a father who was a major admiral. And he writes this whole book and says, we knew they were coming. That's treason. so that it would inflame the Americans and we go to war with Japan and Germany. That's what it was designed to do. Is that kosher? No. If the Japs had attacked us then, that's fine. Go to war. But we could have told those men to be fully ready to receive it and not sitting there in a lawn chair, so to speak, on a nice Sunday afternoon. That is criminal. And he writes in the book and he tells it. But you know what he does at the end? Well, he basically says the ends justify the means. No, that's treason. You do not put people out there to be sacrificial lambs. This is the kind of stuff that's been going on in our history. People learned a long time ago, you could dress people up and make them look like, back in the day, look like Indians and attack something so we can go to war with somebody. Nations have been doing this mess. So everyone's inflamed and we hate those people and away we go. No integrity, no honor. Critical thinking. Bible doctrine gives you critical thinking. So you can see stuff. On all the topics I've told you about, on certain instances, go do your research. Do your due, diligent research. Flat Earth, look it up. Start looking at stuff. And those stupid moon landings? That's beyond comprehensible funny. They ought to have cartoons about this, and comedians could have a field day with that. 1969? 250,000 miles away? Repeatedly? I don't think so. Even if you believe that the moon's out there like that. There's no way. It was a hoax. Now, what kind of people do that? What's their agenda? What do they got to gain from it? It is so you can keep this big lie going, because if you have the right view of the earth, it screams Bible, 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 and they can't peddle evolution, theory of gravitation. Oh, that's a real good one. Theory of gravitation. Anytime they say theory of, all kinds of question marks. It's not proven. It's a theory. I can make up a theory. Theoretical science. What's that? It's non-real science. Newton fomented this in his brain. And so we got all these planets, and they're holding perfectly because of the sun's gravitation, nothing interferes with anything else. Come on. And all this water on this globe is held by gravitation. Do you know what? You know what the force would have to be? It'd have to be so great a bird couldn't fly over the surface of the water. Pull it right down. It's insane. This is the devil's world, and it is a propaganda world to subvert the truth and make it look stupid, the Bible in particular, and God's work and creation in that opening chapter of the Bible that's going to stand tall when all the dust settles. What he did in 6 days, rested the seventh, no work. And what are we told? We're told the most ridiculous crap you can imagine. We are told that all of this started off with a little organism. And then it expanded. I bet all these little features that animals and plants and everything, living things do, all their cells are programmed. There's a programmer. And we're all interdependent. What came first? Well, if that came first, then this would have died. It all had to come pretty much at once. And we got vegetation on this earth before we got the sun, moon, and stars. Go look at it in Genesis. And that light source that was there carried it that little bit, and then we come in and we transition in. Nowhere is that taught in public schools. Nowhere. We're given this line of garbage that all this stuff started off over billions or millions and millions of years. As that one comedian, he was real funny. He had lines in there. He said, well, I guess some of the apes didn't make it. They're still apes. And we had that little chart in school where we sit there. You start with an ape and it'd go up to Neanderthal and then you'd have a regular person. And that was over here in the high school or in the middle school over here. My son Jeff, after class was dismissed, the teacher was in there and he points to it and says, do you believe that? She goes, sheepishly. But you got to teach it if you want to teach biology. Now there was a superintendent down one of the counties down in Florida. He was a Christian. He told all the teachers out there, you do not teach evolution as a fact. You teach it as a theory. This is some guy's idea, Darwin. And all these things interconnect. Karl Marx, Communist Manifesto, the mess we're struggling with still today. Communism doesn't work. Is a society, it doesn't work. Russia imploded. Now it's more of a normal economy now. It doesn't work. But Marx praised and was thankful for Darwin's theory because he could promote the theory of the evolution of politics, where if we want to kill off a bunch of people, it's not a problem. No problem. It's all anti-God. Certainly anti-Bible. The Bible doesn't support it. When I was first hit with it, had my head spinning. Joshua told the sun to stand still. He's inspired of God. God doesn't communicate inaccurate information. And somebody said, well, that's poetic language. No, it's not. Poetic language has to match up. God built a tent for the sun. That's poetic language. We know it's not a cloth tent, but it's a covering. So that's poetic. It matches. It matches the thing up. It isn't the opposite. So, here we are, the world of lies, swimming in a world of lies. It's amazing the stuff they put out anymore because they know nobody will even question it. They'll just roll over. They're not even trying. I showed somebody that picture of the astronauts in their press conference after they came back from the moon. I showed the picture of it. I saw it live. I saw where they were talking to him. That's not the body language. When men win the Super Bowl, they're not like this. And if somebody said to me, that's one of the things people do when they lie. They put their head down. It's one of those things they do. They go like this. These young guys sold their soul for fake fame. They never went there and back. Nixon talking to the lead astronaut from that little funky phone that we have. Just perfect transmission. Now, come on. Those kind of things. I saw Kissinger. Oh, he's a trip. Truth is not what it is. It's only what it is perceived to be. One of his quotes. Whoa. But he was in an interview with Eagleburger, and I saw it on one of the YouTubes. Oh, look, they're talking about the moon landings. He said, we couldn't send images back from the moon back then. If you believed it's out there 250,000 miles, we couldn't have transmitted that back. And I go, what the? I saw it on TV. I saw guys hopping around on TV. I saw an American flag standing straight out like that. And I wasn't smart to say, there's no wind up there. What is this? They got a frame on it? That was during the period of the space race and all this business. All this fake stuff going on. Hell, they can't even get They can't even get up for past a few hundred miles with rockets because God put a field there, that's intense. They even meant it. The NASA guys will say, we can't get equipment through there, much less people. Huh, really? You did it no problem in 69. More than once. They did it in a studio. Stanley Kubrick. You gotta like watch some of his movies. The Shining. But it makes you think. Gotta break it down. They're sending messages to people. They're communicating messages. This is the upper echelon of the demonic world. They're transmitting information. And they channel it in these people, and away we go. So you have a demon-possessed Karl Marx. And all those people they murdered in Russia with our help. Lend-Lease. That blood's on our hands too. I mean America. So I read one said, Mayo could have never did what he did if he didn't get support, financial support from people like the Rothschilds. He could have never pulled that off. And we jammed Chiang Kai-shek, who was a Christian. He was going to end this and set the Chinese people free. This is the world we live in. You're not going to be taught in school how to critically think, how to expose stuff that doesn't add up. That's what they want. Just a bunch of everybody goes along. We will not be satisfied until we get everybody to think alike. CIA propaganda. I'm sure that's exactly what your goal is. But Jesus Christ is going to break this all down. He's going to step in and start breaking this all down. He's going to expose all these lies and drag it right out in the open. I think the last real president of honor we had, and he had his problems, and I don't mean women chasing. It's John F. Kennedy. And they killed him. And they did it out in the open. But we got the goofy little Oswald shooting from a... No, that poor dummy. He was just used. He was a patsy. He had no more to do with it, really, than I did. Because he spoke out against the New World Order. He was trying to pull us out of getting escalating with regard to Vietnam and other things. And he wanted to put out a $2, I got one in my office, a $2 silver certificate to compete with the Federal Reserve note. He says, there's no place for secrecy in a society like this. So they killed him. And they did it on a special day too. They like to do stuff on special days. They signed the armistice for the end of World War I. November, that's the 11th month. The 11th day, 11 a.m. Oh, isn't that good? 3/11s, 33. Yeah. They like to do that. Like to play these games. It's something. But we weren't taught to see through this, or we would have risen up against it. So since we're not going to rise up against it, the American population, we're going to go on feeding ourselves with entertainment and distractions and complaining, and the rapture's coming. And then the whole chapter of Revelation is going to be read from heaven. Chapter 18. Come down from heaven and read that whole thing, and everybody's going to hear it. And they can look right at their Bible and follow along. Oh, I remember that from Revelations. I mispronounced that on purpose. It's the book of Revelation, not Revelations. Okay. So, Bible doctrine is the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. We're expected to grow up in the intake of Bible doctrine. This growth is incremental. There's not a lot of people who have a lot of stomach for this. Christians, I mean, believers. I don't know what it is. There's a World War II plane, isn't it? What's that, a B what? There's a B-25 going right over. You know, I always smile in these days, you know, because I'm a little nostalgic with regard to weight. And I know you're not supposed to. Those were the good old days. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. But I smile when I see something from that era. Or I see a guy in my neighborhood, he has a pristine black 1957 Chevy Bel Air, I guess it is. He drives up and down the street. That is really a cool car. And I think, you know, where have all those times gone? Now it's a freak show. It is a damn freak show. And everything is okay. People don't even know how to dress anymore. And I don't mean you got to wear an Italian suit. They don't even know how to dress anymore. They look like, what? Who picked that out for you? Honestly. It's not, and I'm not dealing with poor people. I'm dealing with people that I know can afford to look right. Everything goes to hell in a handbag. The culture just begins to fall apart. And that's why we want to get out of here. And I'm still hanging in for this year. All right, let's do the Lord's table one more time.